Economists and business leaders agree that innovation is the major force behind economic growth. But they disagree about the best way to encourage workers to produce outside-of-the-box ideas that create newer and better products and services. New research from the University of California, San Diego, indicates that competitive winner-takes-all pay structures are most effective in getting the creative juices flowing. The study involved creating a contest for one of the globe's largest biotech companies. Participants in the competition, which was open to all non-management employees of tech companies in the region, were asked to design digital solutions to help share medical equipment across small healthcare clinics in the region. The competition was intended to test which of two common compensation models produced more novel ideas. Those who signed up were randomly selected to compete in either the winner-takes-all category, in which there was one prize of $15,000 awarded to first place, or the top 10 category, in which the same amount of prize money was spread out among the top 10 entries. According to the authors of the resulting National Bureau of Economic Research working paper, participants under the winner-takes-all compensation submitted proposals that were significantly more novel than their counterparts in the other competition. While the two groups did not statistically differ from one another on their overall scores, the risk-taking encouraged by the competition with a single prize resulted in innovators pursuing more creative solutions. These findings are significant because the 21st century economy is one that prizes novelty. Firms view it as an important source of competitive advantage. It is also an essential ingredient in the development of technological breakthroughs that transform markets with major impacts on consumers and producers. This study demonstrates that with identical groups of innovators, companies can increase the innovative output of employees just by changing how they pay them. Notably, there were more risk versus reward in the winner-takes-all category, even though both produced about the same number of entries, indicating that having less of a chance of winning a monetary award did not have an impact on the amount of work output. Those who entered could work as individuals or in teams. The results of teams versus individual entries in both categories are consistent with other studies, showing that teams with diversified skill sets and deepened professional experience produced better entries than that of individuals. Importantly, the team entries in the winner-takes-all category were more novel than the group work in the top 10 category. In conclusion, the authors remind us that genius is not created by incentives, but is empowered by them. A new study by researchers at Michigan State University and published in the Journal of Personality followed nearly 4,500 heterosexual couples for up to 8 years. It found a potential link between being married to an optimistic person and preventing the onset of cognitive decline, thanks to a healthier environment at home. We spend a lot of time with our partners. They can encourage us to exercise, eat healthier, and remind us to take our medicine. When your partner is optimistic and healthy, you actually experience a rosier future by living longer and staving off cognitive illnesses. The study found that when you look at the risk factors which predict conditions like Alzheimer's disease or dementia, a lot of them involve living a healthy lifestyle. There are also physiological markers, and it appears that people who are married to optimists tend to score better on all of those metrics. With all of its benefits, there is an obvious question. Is optimism something that can be developed? According to the Michigan State researchers, while there is a heritable component to optimism, there is also some evidence to suggest that it's a trainable quality. There are studies that show people have the power to change their personalities as long as they engage in things that make them change. Part of it is wanting to change. There are also intervention programs that suggest you can build up optimism. So, what's the bottom line? Across the board, everyone benefits from a healthy dose of optimism from their partner. For the glass is half empty people, a partner can still quench their thirst. For the glass is half full people, their cup runneth over. A new study published in the Journal of Applied Psychology found those exposed to job insecurity over more than 4 years became less emotionally stable, less agreeable, and less conscientious. According to the researcher, we've traditionally thought about the short-term consequences of job insecurity, such as injury to your emotional well-being, physical health, and sense of self-esteem. But now, we are looking at how it actually changes who you are as a person over time, a long-term consequence that you may not even be aware of. The study used nationally representative data about job security and personality for 1,046 employees over a 9-year period. It applied a well-established personality framework known as the Big Five, which categorizes human personality into 5 broad traits: emotional stability, agreeableness, conscientiousness, extroversion, and openness. The study results showed that long-term job insecurity negatively affected the first 3 traits, which relate to a person's tendency to reliably achieve goals, get along with others, and cope with stress. Many assume that insecure work increases productivity because workers will work harder to keep their jobs. But this research suggests this may not be the case if job insecurity persists. It found that those chronically exposed to job insecurity are in fact more likely to withdraw their effort and shy away from building strong, positive working relationships, which can undermine their productivity in the long run. Previous research has shown that insecure work is on the rise globally. The study's data set drew on responses from employees from a broad cross-section of professions and jobs, who were asked about how secure they perceived their jobs to be. According to the researchers, types of job insecurity reported, including short-term contracts or casual work, jobs threatened by automation, and positions that could be in line for a redundancy. Importantly, there are ways that employers can support workers who are feeling worried about their jobs. This is as much about perceived job insecurity as actual insecure contracts. Some people simply feel daunted by the changing nature of their roles or fear they'll be replaced by automation. But while some existing jobs can be replaced by automation, new jobs will be created. So employers have the ability to reduce that perception, for example, by investing in professional development, skills, and training, or by giving career guidance. Research reported recently in the Leadership Quarterly and Harvard Business Review finds that traditional leadership development efforts overlook one specific developmental attribute that is foundational to how leaders think, learn, and behave. The so-called mindsets are the mental lenses that help leaders selectively organize and process information in unique ways, guiding them toward corresponding actions and responses. In other words, mindsets dictate what information leaders take in and use to make sense of and navigate the situations they encounter. Simply put, mindsets drive why and what leaders do. The authors identified 4 distinct attributes of mindsets that affect leaders' ability to engage, navigate change, and lead more effectively. 1. Growth versus fixed mindsets. 2. Learning versus performance mindsets. 3. Deliberative versus implemental mindsets. And 4. Promotion versus prevention mindsets. A growth mindset is the belief that people, including oneself, can change their talents, abilities, and intelligence, while those with a fixed mindset do not believe that people can change. A learning mindset involves being motivated toward increasing one's competence and mastering something new. A performance mindset involves being motivated toward gaining favorable judgments or avoiding negative judgments about one's competence. Leaders with a deliberative mindset have a heightened receptiveness to all kinds of information as a way to ensure that they think and act optimally. Leaders with an implemental mindset are more focused on implementing decisions, which closes them off to new and different ideas and information. Those with a promotion mindset focus on winning and gains. They identify a specific purpose, goal, or destination and prioritize making progress toward it. Conversely, leaders with a prevention mindset focus on avoiding losses and preventing problems at all costs. According to the researchers, if organizations want their investment in leadership development to more fully pay off, it is essential that they prioritize mindset development, specifically by targeting growth, learning, deliberative, and promotion leader mindsets. If organizations focus on and help leaders hone these mindsets, they are much more likely to give their leaders and their organizations the gift of lasting and meaningful development. This research has a variety of important implications that include enhancing leaders' self-awareness, improving leaders' metacognition and mindfulness, improving leadership effectiveness, and improving leadership development. According to new research published in the Journal of Endocrinology and Metabolism, eating a big breakfast rather than a large dinner can enable us to burn twice as many calories each day. Our body expends energy when we digest food for the absorption, digestion, transport, and storage of nutrients. This process, known as diet-induced thermogenesis, or DIT, is a measure of how well our metabolism is working, and can differ depending on mealtime. The new study shows that a meal eaten for breakfast, regardless of the amount of calories it contains, creates twice the level of diet-induced thermogenesis as the same meal consumed for dinner. This finding is significant for all people as it underlies the value of eating a big breakfast and a small dinner. The researchers conducted a study of men who consumed a low-calorie breakfast and high-calorie dinner in one round and vice versa in a second round. They found identical calorie consumption led to 2.5 times higher DIT in the morning than in the evening after high-calorie and low-calorie meals. The food-induced increase of blood sugar and insulin concentrations was also diminished after a big breakfast as compared with a big dinner. The results also show that eating a low-calorie breakfast increased appetite later in the day, specifically for sweets. The researchers said, "We recommend that patients with obesity, as well as healthy people, eat a large breakfast rather than a large dinner to reduce body weight and prevent metabolic diseases." According to a recent report by CareerBuilder, 70% of employers reported looking at social media sites to help them evaluate potential employees in 2018, and 60% eliminated candidates on the basis of negative content. So it's important for job candidates to be aware of how they portray themselves in social media. Little is known about how much weight hiring managers give to potentially negative social media content. Therefore, a team of Penn State researchers investigated the effects of three potentially negative factors often revealed by social media on hiring managers' decision-making: self-absorption, opinionatedness, and alcohol or drug use. The team recruited 436 hiring managers from a variety of organizations, 61% of whom were employed in the hospitality industry, and the remainder in industries ranging from information technology to healthcare. The researchers gave participants a scenario to read depicting a hypothetical job candidate who answered interview questions well and exhibited enthusiasm, but also appeared to be prone to job hopping. Next, they asked the participants to review components of their candidates' Facebook profiles and to rate their employment suitability. Each of the participants was randomly assigned to view one of 16 different Facebook profiles showing either a male or female exhibiting self-absorption or not, opinionatedness or not, and alcohol or drug use or not. After reading these profiles, the hiring managers evaluated the candidate's employment suitability by providing an assessment of person-organization fit and an overall candidate evaluation. The team's results appeared recently in the International Journal of Selection and Assessment. The researchers found that self-absorption negatively impacted recruiters' perceptions of candidates' employment suitability, and that self-absorption was more important than opinionatedness or drug or alcohol use in driving these negative perceptions. Social networking sites are often lamented as incubators of self-absorption, motivating people to tell others about their every deed and thought. It could be that hiring managers view individuals who are more self-absorbed and focused on their own interests to be less likely to sacrifice for the benefit of other employees and the organization. The team also found that opinionatedness negatively affected perceptions of employment suitability. Social networking sites had given rise to unprecedented numbers of individuals expressing extreme and controversial ideas in a public forum. People who post divisive subject matter may be viewed as more argumentative and less cooperative. Additionally, their views could run counter to those of hiring managers, which may influence managers' beliefs in candidates' qualifications for jobs. Finally, the team found that content suggesting alcohol or drug use negatively affected hiring managers' perceptions of employment suitability, although the effect was much smaller than for self-absorption and opinionatedness. The social media content which the team showed hiring managers was fairly benign. There was no reference to binge drinking or actual drug use. One possible reason for the relatively small effect of alcohol and drug use content is that hiring managers may perceive the content as relatively normal. It is also possible that people have become accustomed to references to marijuana in the United States, as more states have legalized its consumption for both medicinal and recreational use. The researchers conclude that individuals should refrain from posting content on social networking sites that suggest self-absorption, opinionatedness, and alcohol and drug use during the job search process. From the employer perspective, hiring managers should be trained on how best to use social networking content in making selection decisions. To maximize the benefit of using social networking content for selection purposes, organizations should set guidelines for what content is relevant and should be examined, specify what content is irrelevant and potentially discriminatory, and develop standardized rating systems to make the evaluation process more objective.